WHDD Robin Hood Radio presents The Locavore Way with Amy Kotler, helping you rediscover and enjoy the pleasures of locally grown food.
This is The Locavore Way, and I'm Amy Kotler, talking fresh about seasonal ingredients and culinary improvisation. It's spring, so let's toast up some bread and top it with everything that's in season. Call them what you like, crostini, little toast, bruschetta, roasted over coals, canapes, don't let them get too old, or croutons popped into soup. Toasted bread with seasonal ingredients on top are a great way to fool around with what's fresh from the farmer's market. Let's play with some ideas. In the spring, I like to make a pesto out of whatever's around, whether it's parsley, arugula, just womp it up in the food processor with a little bit of fresh local cheese, or some hard-aged cheese, a handful of nuts, some garlic and olive oil, spread it on a toast, and sometimes I top it with a little bit of hard-boiled egg for color and a little bit of richness. Great thing to put on a canapé. Even one stalk of rhubarb from your garden or from the farmer's market, simmered up with a little bit of cider vinegar, sugar, and a grate of fresh ginger, is great to spread on a crisp piece of bread with a little bit of fresh goat cheese. The sweet and tangy with the rich goat cheese make a wonderful crostini. I think that crostini really go well in threes. Something about food in threes, the colorful combination is really fun. So if you make three kinds of things and you have three kinds of topping, somehow it makes a very festive hors d'oeuvre plate. I use crostini, bruschetta, topped with everything that's available for appetizers, for lunch, for an accompaniment, or dropped right into a soup. Any which way. And you're not only limited by your imagination and what's available in the market. Let's talk about what else you might find in the market that could be fun. Asparagus are in the spring. Plunge asparagus into boiling water, drain them, and plunge them into a little bit of ice water. Put them on that toast with a little bit of aioli. Top with the asparagus tip. Quite elegant. Aioli is really just a garlic mayonnaise. Make a mayonnaise and infuse it with garlic, or even use a mayonnaise you like with some nice roasted garlic in it. Can't be beat. Local cheese and strawberries are a fun thing to put on top of nice toasted bread. I like to sometimes grill the bread. Take a nice piece of crusty bread, slice it at an angle, brush it with some olive oil, stick it on the grill, turn it over briefly. The minute you pull it off, take a nice piece of garlic without its skin. Just take the flat of the knife with your hand, whomp it, and the skin will pop right off, and then run it along the bread on both sides, and you get instant garlic bread, which is what bruschetta really is. And then if you top it with a little cheese or whatever's local and fresh, you really have a garlic bread that will blow anything you've ever eaten out of the water. This is a garlic bread you'll want to eat every afternoon. Sometimes you find unexpected treasures in a farmer's market. Fraises du bois, little baby berries, and morels that farmers have found on their property and brought into market. Sauté them right up and top them on a toast. Take those little strawberries and you can use them with some cheese and they'll be delicious too. You're only limited by your imagination, by what's in season, so play with your toasts, top them with seasonal stuff, and wow your friends.
The Locavore Way is written and hosted by Amy Kotler, produced in cooperation with WHDD RobinHoodRadio.com. Amy worked as the web food forum host for the New York Times, and her food articles have been published in periodicals including Fine Cooking, Kitchen Garden, and others. Amy has written five cookbooks, including Fresh from the Farm, the Massachusetts Farm to School Cookbook, and most recently, The Locavore Way, Discover and Enjoy the Pleasures of Locally Grown Food. Amy's on Facebook with The Locavore Way and at locavoreway.com on the web.